Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Powerbank Corp. CNRE. Name change signals broader energy strategy and investor growth potential. Powerbank Corporation, formerly known as Solar Bank Corporation, has rebranded to better reflect its expanding clean energy portfolio. With a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt and a $100 million financing deal with CIM Group, the company is poised for growth in the U.S. and Canadian markets. The name change, effective July 28, 2025, signifies a strategic shift towards a broader energy infrastructure platform. Trading under the tickers NASDAQ, CBOE, CN, and FSE 103, Powerbank aims to provide diversified clean energy solutions, including solar and battery storage. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands opens grant applications to fund environmental studies across the insular Caribbean. The Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands, CFVI, has opened applications for the 2025 Judith A. Towle Environmental Studies Fund, offering $12,000 to support initiatives addressing environmental concerns in the insular Caribbean. CFVI President D. Bacher Brown stated that the fund empowers leaders to tackle pressing challenges with smart, scalable solutions benefiting multiple communities. Grants are available to residents, nonprofits, and graduate students focusing on the Caribbean region. Projects must demonstrate innovative, collaborative solutions to issues like biodiversity loss and climate change. Applications are due by September 15, 2025, with selected grantees notified in October. For more information on how to apply, visit the Judith A. Towle Environmental Studies Fund website or contact Beth Nuttall, Director of Grants and Programs at CFVI.
BYD celebrates reaching 13 million NEVs milestone. BYD, the Chinese automaker, has achieved a significant milestone by becoming the first player in the global new energy vehicle sector to produce 13 million NEVs. This accomplishment, reached on July 21, surpasses even Tesla's production numbers. Other entities in the industry, such as Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDENI, could potentially learn from BYD's success. Green Car Stocks, a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, provides valuable insights and information for investors and companies looking to navigate this rapidly growing market.
Historic mine site similarities to renowned Broken Hill deposit generates excitement for ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCQB, ESAUF. ES Gold Corp, a Canadian-based company, is gearing up to start a tailings cleanup and reuse operation at its Montauban Historic Mine Site holdings. The company recently conducted an ambient noise tomography survey at the site, revealing significant similarities with the renowned Broken Hill deposit in Australia. This discovery has strengthened ES Gold's belief in the exploration potential at Montauban, positioning it as a high-impact opportunity. The company's near-term cash flow strategy is expected to generate $350 million in the initial years. ES Gold's innovative approach to sustainable gold mining is generating excitement among investors and industry experts as they uncover the site's potential.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.